Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Hello, America. Welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News, where today, yes, the first trial in John Durham's 3+ year investigation gets underway with Michael Sussman. The Clinton lawyer is accused of lying to the FBI while spreading the false dirt on Donald Trump and Russia back in the fall of 2016. We're going to have stem to sturm coverage. Today was kind of a boring day, some motions, some early jury selection, but later in the week, we're going to bring on Natalia Mittelstadt, our reporter who's on the front lines in the courtroom every day covering this trial for you. She'll give us updates each day and we'll have that covered. Meanwhile, we broke another very important Russia collusion story. You need to check it out real quickly. Mike Flynn. Yes, that Mike Flynn. Remember last week we told you about the new document showing how falsely the media and the Democrats portrayed Flynn going to that Russia Today Vladimir Putin dinner in 2015. It wasn't an effort to get rich. It was a spying operation by the Defense Intelligence Agency. Well, we broke that. Now we got word and we have confirmed with documents, which you now have in your hand, if you've read Just the News, that Mike Flynn has filed a $50 million claim against the FBI, the Justice Department, and the Obama White House, the Executive Office of the President. Take a look at the filing. It has some of the most important synopses of all of the wrongdoing that has now been shed into light, all of the political chicanery, all the lies, all of the political interference that led to the pursuit of Michael Flynn and, quite frankly, Donald Trump and the Russia collusion narrative. Big story there. Good read. Check it out. We've got a great show today. We're going to start off with some breaking news that occurred over the weekend. Nikkoli Ambrose, longtime Republican National Committee woman from Maryland, has jumped into the Maryland 02 race. Now, normally, we wouldn't pay attention to the Maryland 02 congressional district because he's been a Democrat blue district plus 10, plus 12 for a long time. And it's been held by the same guy for, God, decades. And so you say, ah, well, maybe we wouldn't pay attention. But three things have happened. First, that incumbent, Dutch Ruppersberg, has really been in line with the Pelosi-Biden unpopular votes in Congress the last year. He's in a little bit of trouble. And there was redistricting that made the 02 district competitive. And now Nikkoli Ambrose, well-known conservative, endorsed by Dave Bossi of Citizens United. She's jumped in. We're going to have her on at the top of the show to tell us why she's in, what to expect in that race. Very exciting race all around. And then you've heard me talk about this for quite some time now. I've got two dogs, Bentley and Bailey, who I love dearly. Dr. Marty and Dr. Marty's Pets have created one of the great new organic foods for your pet. And we're going to have him tell his story. He's a strategic partner. There's a very special offer that Just the News fans can get by going to drmartypets.com/justnews. But Dr. Marty has a half century history of treating pets. As a veterinarian, he developed this extraordinary dog food, Nature's Blend. My dogs love it. Well, we want to have him on to describe a little bit about that. So he'll be in the second half of the show. We'll have a great conversation about things to watch with your pets, why eating good food is important to your pets, just like it is to us, all of the trend lines in medicine for your dog, your cat, your favorite pet. We're going to have it with one of the premier veterinarians in the world. Dr. Marty's going to be joining us right after Nikkoli Ambrose. Two great guests back to back right after this commercial break. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. I am so excited for this next guest. I have known her for such a long time, going back to my days at the Washington Times. She has been a longtime Republican National Committee woman from Maryland and one of the brightest, smartest thinkers in the entire conservative movement. And now she's jumping into the congressional race in the Maryland 02 district, where Republicans have a great chance. Joining me right now, my good friend, Nicolee Ambrose. Nicolee, great to have you on.
John Solomon, you are wonderful as always. So great to be with you today. And hello, everyone out there.
Very exciting. I mean, a few years ago, people were like, what's Nicolee doing? It's a D10, D12 district. But in fact, things are trending red, even in the Maryland 02 district. Tell us what tempted you to jump into this race.
So things have totally changed. At the end of March, we got all new maps in Maryland. And suddenly, instead of having, we have an 8-member congressional district. Right. We now have up to 4 competitive seats this year, and I'm in one of those kind of top 3 seats. This is a district that on paper is technically D+7, but in polling we're showing it as statistically even, and our Republican governor won this district as it's now constituted by 30 points in 2018. And in 2014, when he was a virtual unknown, when he ran for the first time, right, he won this by 24.6. So, hey, I'm happy to win it with half that.
That's right. You take it. It's good. And, you know, there's an amazing set of dynamics going on. First off, this is a district that has a pretty healthy Hispanic population. Hispanics have been trending red since last year with the amazing win by Glenn Young in Virginia. Two, you've got all of the, you're on the, you know, on the outskirts of Baltimore, and you've got all of this incredible corruption. The state attorney's been indicted. The former mayor is in prison. Another former mayor is indicted, all for corruption things. How are those playing into this?
So This district is just a tiny little sliver of Baltimore City, most all of Baltimore County, and then Ruby Red Carroll County. And basically, you know, people look at Baltimore City and the corruption and the fact that there has not been a Republican elected to office since 1939. And all of the problems of Baltimore City are based on a one-party monopoly. Yeah. So I have worked so hard over my years in politics to build a true two-party system, because there is no better disinfectant than sunlight. There is nothing better than competition. So we've come so far. We have come so far with, you know, all different community groups saying, you know, what have the Democrats ever done for me? It is time to give someone else a chance. I'm running against Dutch Ruppersberger. He's been in office since before I was born.
He has been around a while.
Yeah, I'm not exactly.
And he's a Nancy Pelosi clone too, right?
He is. Votes 100% of the time for Biden. And, you know, and I looked at when these new maps came out at the end of March, I looked at it and I said, you know, I had not had a plan to run, but I was like, this is a district a strong Republican female can win. You know, it's going to be determined a lot by soccer moms in Baltimore County and independents. And I have a history of fighting some really big fights in the community here. When my children were in school, they were in a nationally award-winning magnet school, and this big superintendent of the schools tried to shut down all of these school choice options. I fought it with a team of parents for 2 years. We won, and not long after, that superintendent was indicted and convicted.
Isn't that amazing?
Right. So I am kind of running on my tradition of standing up and speaking up. If I see a problem, I do not sit down. I speak up and I go for it. And we're not going to let people keep getting away with this. Education is a huge issue in this campaign. School choice, accountability, making sure our children actually learn the basics in school. Obviously, public safety is a huge thing. We have to fund public safety. We've got 400 empty police officer positions in Baltimore City. And then affordability and energy independence. A Marylander, every chance they will get, will vote for someone who's fiscally responsible. And obviously, that is not the case with Joe Biden's Democrat Party these days.
No, it's not. And, you know, about once a generation, maybe once every two generations, there's an election that sets up, and you call it a reckoning election. There's going to be a reckoning. The last time I think you and I saw it probably was 1994 with the Gingrich Revolution. But when you look at the internal polling right now, the idea that November could very well be a reckoning election, a mandate election, a rejection of the Democratic big government socialism approach, all that seems to be lining up now. What is the key for you? I guess first is the July 19th primary, right?
That's right. And we're planning to come out of that incredibly strong. And I'm just running this campaign going straight for Dutch, because he has voted for all this nonsense. He has voted for $4.50 a gallon gas. It's only going to work. He has voted for these inflationary policies, which is, I'm sorry, let's be real, way more than 8.5%. He's voted to defund our police. He's voted for all of these terrible things that are man-made problems. So, you know, we just have to focus on these kitchen table issues, which are actually affecting every single one of us day in and day out. You know, it used to be that Washington, D.C. did not really affect your everyday life. And now it is destroying so many people's lives and making it unaffordable. So that's going to be the focus of this election. And, you know, I'm really proud. Dave Bossy, you know,
I saw that. That's a big endorsement.
You know, Congressman Andy Harris asked me to run for this seat because we can't leave anything on the table. This is absolutely the year to win the seat. And, you know, I view the seat as very much in the margin of error, and we're going to run a great campaign. At the national, you know, Republican level, we view anything as D plus 10 as winnable this year. And this is a lot better than that. So go team. We are going to win it.
That is an amazing thing. It was such exciting news when I heard this, and I wanted to get you right on this podcast so people know. What's the best way to follow your campaign if someone wants to get involved in some way? What's the best way to get involved with you?
Awesome. My website is ambroseforcongress.com, A-M-B-R-O-S-E, four spelled out, congress.com. On Facebook, I'm at Nicolee, N-I-C-O-L-E-E-U-S-A. Same for Instagram and Twitter, Nicolee Ambrose. And hey, I'm on WinRed too, because obviously we need to raise a ton of money to get, you know, this entrenched Democrat out of office. So I'd be honored if anyone would join our team and consider supporting or helping in any way they can.
Well, you've done such amazing work, whether at the Labor Department, the State Department, at the RNC as a committee woman. And like I said, one of the really brightest thinkers in the conservative movement. It's so exciting to see you running for office. We're going to be following this close and probably get you back on, Nickley, in a couple of weeks as the race starts unfolding.
I would love that. Always great to chat with you.
It's a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun on this. So, all right, Nickley, we're going to be watching this closely. I'm going to have you back on in a few weeks as this race starts unfolding. Thanks for joining us, folks. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more interviews right after this.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. As you know, I have two dogs that I just adore. Bentley and Bailey are so much a part of our lives at home. In fact, they managed to get pretty muddy in the rain this morning. They got special baths last night because they came in after having some fun in the backyard, and they looked like they were, they were covered in mud. They definitely were. Well, if you want to care for your pet the way we do, well, nutrition is such an important part. And our next guest has created a groundbreaking product. He has dedicated his life to animals, to veterinary practice, to creating the sort of nutritional balance that makes your dogs healthy. And I want to have you join me in welcoming Dr. Marty here. Doctor, great to have you on the show.
It's such a pleasure, John. You know, anytime I can help animals at the level that you're reaching, I will do that in a flash.
We love what you do, and I love your personal story because you have been dedicated to this for nearly a half century. Tell us a little bit about your background and what led you on this journey.
Well, I went to Cornell undergrad and Cornell Veterinary School. I, at one time, was number two in my class, so I really do know medicine. Graduated in 1973, but I had my own genetically based health problems that ran in all the males in my mother's side of the family.
Wow.
And they're all dead now. They all had the same kind of degenerative conditions. So I started to search out of fear and vanity for my own health that medicine had no answer for. And lo and behold, when I started to learn about real good nutrition, you know, what we should be eating, it was amazing how my health conditions, the disease conditions, turned around. And then a light bulb went off, and if this worked for me, why wouldn't it work for pets? And I started to look at what we were feeding our pets. You know, in those days, it was the semi-moist foods, which was dyed, coloring agents, chemicals.
Wow.
It was devoid
bad
of food.
Bad stuff, yeah.
And then, you know, we started to feed our own family pets that had disease conditions, arthritis, hip dysplasia, allergies, real food, you know, meats with some vegetables, and their conditions turned around. And that started the search. You know, unfortunately, it was met with so much resentment and criticism and threats to my license. But what I did is I just started to take these non-responsive dogs and cats from all over the United States that were coming to me, put them on real whole food nutritional supplements, and documented their reversals of their severe diseases. And it finally, after 40 years of doing that, led to a huge amount of acceptance and the development of my own food and products based on all of that.
Absolutely.
So that's the nutshell.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. And I don't think a lot of people recognize this. We're busy. We go to the store. Great, we got pet food. Let's go pick it up off the shelf. But a lot of the store-bought foods today, they're basically junk food, right? They've got filler material, a lot of artificial preservatives. They're baked with high heat, which destroys a lot of the most important nutrients. How do we get that message out to people? How do we educate people that what might be fast and easy in the store may actually be very bad for your dog long term?
Yeah, see, you hit it right on the head, John. The issue is that we've accepted a false foundation of science in the pet food industry. We've accepted that dogs could be eating foods that are 50 to 64% processed cereal byproducts, and scientific studies verify that something like corn is the ideal protein to feed a dog. Show me one tooth in a dog or a cat's mouth flat for grinding cereal or grain.
Yeah.
So, and we've accepted that, you know, a lot through the tremendous wealth of the pet food industry. And, you know, one of the things that really helped our pets, and it's going to sound strange, you remember that pet food recall debacle in 2007?
Right.
You know, where we were importing from China this protein-enhancing substance called melamine, and it was unfortunately destroying the kidneys on dogs and cats. And as bad and as horrible as that was, it actually was a wake-up call. And what I've always said, you know, I had my own show on Sirius that Martha Stewart gave me for 6 years, and I've always shared this, is that veterinary hospital telephone lines were ringing off the wall when this happened. I had a huge national practice. Do you know how many calls we got during that whole episode?
No.
Three.
No.
And actually, one of the calls was someone that wasn't even a client that lived in the condos behind our hospital, because we educated our clientele for so long on what to properly feed that none of our clients had a problem with that because they didn't feed that stuff scientifically based. You know, they were feeding whole foods. And, you know, the term, which really knocks it on the head, is biologically appropriate food. Not scientifically appropriate, biologically food. You know, dogs and especially cats, the oblique carnivore, is they're meat eaters. They should be eating 75, 80% of their diet meat. And it shouldn't be cooked, like you said before, at high temperatures, which...
Yeah. Kill all the
good
stuff.
Even if there's good stuff in there, it gets destroyed.
Yeah. Now, it's such an amazing thing. I got educated, and the more I learn about this, the more I realize, oh, my God, this is like such a simple thing that was sitting in front of us, but no one ever told me. So I want to walk through the extraordinary product that is Nature's Feast, Dr. Marty's Nature's Feast. So let's start with the fact that you really only put meat, veggies, fruit, and seeds in here, right? You're not putting out any artificial stuff in this, right?
Yeah, the big thing about, well, there's many big things about it, but, you know, we, in order for a food to go onto the shelves, it has to meet government regulations. And the cooking process destroys so many good things like vitamins, enzymes, minerals, that to get it on the shelf and meet government specs, you have to add those things back in. And they're typically added back in synthetic form. And synthetic vitamins could actually act like chemicals in the body. They don't promote health. We're, as far as I know, the only food out there that's not only raw, where nothing is destroyed, but we meet all government regulations without adding anything else in but food. Every, you know, the scientists behind the developers of my food, we figured out different foods to put in, that are meats, fruits, veggies, and seeds, that actually replicates all the nutritive requirements to meet government regulations. And I just love that.
Yeah, no, that's, and listen, it is not easy to hit the government regs and to do what you're doing at the same time. So you've achieved something that few have done. You also freeze dry everything so you get the maximum nutrition, right? That things aren't lost in the process. How does that make a difference?
I read a study on antioxidant levels of blueberries, and they actually measured the antioxidant levels, when it was on the vine, when it went to the store, when it sat 3 days before it was actually purchased. And, you know, it starts a little on the low side. As the food ripens on the vine, it goes to its peak number. And then as it sits on the shelf, it goes down. And then the study showed if you take the blueberry at its peak level of antioxidants and freeze dry it, that level stays stable for months and months and months. So that was the beauty. That was the big discovery on freeze drying. So we take all these great ingredients that are raw, not destroyed, when we freeze dry it, we lock in all of those nutrient levels, boom, and it stays shelf stable for so long. And the freeze drying process also extracts the water. Bacteria and organisms need that water to grow on,
right?
So we have no fear of contamination, E. coli, salmonella, all of that stuff, which unfortunately recalls pet foods, raw pet foods. The FDA recalls them on the market because they find salmonella.
You just had a big one recently for that very reason. Yeah, no.
That's right.
Now, one other thing that's not in here, sometimes it's important to know what's not in here, and that is the fillers. And, you know, I didn't know this until you and I talked a couple of weeks ago. I didn't realize that a lot of the foods today have a cellulose base, basically a wood pulp-like based filler in them to make the dog feel fuller. But that's, like, really bad for the digestive system, isn't it?
It's what really freaked me out over the decades of doing this is how government agencies allow so many of the things called premium pet foods on the market with all of these, you know, preservatives, fillers, coloring agents, flavor enhancers, and they call it premium food.
Unreal.
So the consumer buys it. And you look at the label and there's these pretty pictures of all of these foods falling from the sky, but then you actually look at the ingredients.
That's what's in there.
Chicken meal byproduct. And you don't even want to go into the government regulations to see what's acceptable in that category.
Yeah, you're right. We'll be upset stomach pretty quickly.
You don't even want to go there.
Yeah, it is an amazing thing that you've done. Now, you have built this extraordinary product. My dogs absolutely love it. I can't believe it. Like, they jumped onto the day I got it. Nature's Feast is there. Tell us some of the stories, because I don't think people realize the health connection to nutrition. I guess we know it for ourselves, right? If we eat badly, we're not healthy. We don't eat. We eat well, we start to get healthy. But tell us some of the stories, because you and I were sharing stories with me when we were talking of just dogs that have turned around because of the quality of food they suddenly were being fed.
Yeah, the dog food is Nature's Balance. The cat food is Nature's Feast.
That's right.
Very, very similar. And, you know, despite the sales, despite how happy I am that finally I'm reaching, you know, thousands and tens of thousands instead of 4 to 6 a day as a clinical practicing veterinarian, the number one joy in my life right now is the reams of testimonials that come in from people all over the United States thanking me for not only making their animal, their companion animal that was sick, better just by buying the foods, but it was how much they love this. A lot of testimonials have come in, and I saw it in my practice when I was doing it, is these finicky eaters that are bordering on almost being anorectic. They
right.
just don't eat. They've tried everything. They tried cooking and this and that. They open the bag of my food, and these companion animals love it. They flip out. And when we first doing our trial 6 years ago, when we had the first samples come in, and they fed it to either my dogs or some of my clients' dogs, and, you know, we gave them a sample. They fed it, and the sample ran out. The dogs wouldn't eat anything else. They went hungry.
They're like, where's the good stuff? Bring it back.
Oh, yeah. And it just, that's literally, in my professional aspect of life, that is by far the number one thing, is the proof of the pudding that not only are we selling this stuff, but it works. It is making animals happy, healthy, increasing longevity. And I'm telling you, the amount of thousands of testimonials that have come in, they're streaming in from all over the United States. There it is. You hit it on the head. I can go to my grave happy now.
It is an amazing thing. And you were saying you have pets that live 15, 20 years, right? Because of the incredible care that you've given them. How do people dial into this mindset? Get the education, I think, is the first part, right? When you and I talked, I learned a ton of things. But what are the keys for someone who says, you know what? I want to make a change in the way I feed my dog, the way I treat my dog. What are the keys for someone to get dialed in and say, I'm educated now. I know what I need to do.
Well, drmartypets.com. We have a wealth of information there, an updated blog all the time. There's so much educational information that we put out there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Once people buy the products, they go on a routine email list, and we're writing these newsletters, educational newsletters, two or three a week. Different, not only about food, but about behavioral issues, just so much stuff. So we created this network. I did write two books. I wrote a book 22, 23 years ago,
right?
The Nature of Animal Healing, that is still selling like crazy. And, last year I came out with a sequel, finally, called The Spirit of Animal Healing. And then the documentary that you're about to watch called The Dog Doc, which really shows the need for an integrative approach to healthcare in veterinary medicine. And every veterinarian, conventional, that watched this film has already contacted me, given me a thumbs up, because it's not going against conventional thought. It's just integrating healthcare practices in with conventional medicine, so we make our animals live better and longer and healthier and happier.
What are some of the signs that a dog may be suffering, or a cat for that matter, because you now have both brands, are suffering from bad nutrition? What are some of the effects that you see as a veterinarian of dogs and cats that are not eating the best food?
Well, the number one is obesity is a national epidemic in animals, especially cats. So you should see after the last rib a waistline. They should come in, the ribs bulge
right
out and come in a little. Gunky eyes. When you look at a dog or a cat in health, their eyes just glow. When they're not healthy, they're like cloudy. There's gunk coming out. Tartar on the teeth. Just look at their teeth, and if it's caked in stuff, that's a huge sign of bad health. Bad breath. Stools that smell. They're constipated. They have diarrhea. I mean, there's just so much. Almost every disease symptom you can name. Like I said before, the adage is, it all starts with food. And I've turned around thousands and thousands of animals over the 45 years just by initially changing their diet to biologically appropriate whole food.
It's just amazing. So if someone makes the switch, they've got a dog and they say, you know what, I'm in, I'm doing Nature's Bun, or they got a cat and you do Nature's Feast. How long after they start feeding them this will they start to see a difference in their buddy pet?
Well, because no two snowflakes are alike,
right?
You can imagine no two dogs or cats are alike.
That's right.
I would say the overall synopsis on tens of thousands is that they're seeing some kind of positive change pretty darn quick. Within the first few days or weeks. But some animals, they're so chronically, not only in their lifetime, have they not been on the right path to health, but their genetic, what they're, we're seeing dogs with arthritis and unfortunately cancer under a year of age now.
Unbelievable.
So their gene pool, their structural foundation that they were born with just is not that good anymore. So some of those may take a little bit longer to respond.
Yeah. It's something to marvel over once they do respond, though, and they start to see a healthier, more vibrant, slimmer, and can't wait to have their next food. Those are all amazing things to watch. You also do a lot of extraordinary charity things. And one of the things that I was really impressed about as I got to know the brand is the Freedom Service Dogs of America and the work that you're doing with them. Dogs, not only do we want to take good care of them, dogs take good care of us, particularly those that are in need. I have an autistic son, and the dogs are so essential to him. But talk a little bit about the partnership you have with Freedom Service Dogs of America.
Well, you know, we had so many different possibilities to go to, but, you know, just the name says it, Freedom Service Dog. You know, they're just, and what you just said, how many studies are out there on how the presence of an animal, a dog, cat, 60 Minutes, with bringing ducks into prisons.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, the amount of fights and all the problems you have in prisons went down like, you know, 60-70% from ducks.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, it is, you know, the amount of, like you said, autistic or very similar children, you bring a dog around and then all of a sudden they start to say their first two or three words. So we went in that direction to, you know, help the animals bond with the humans that really need, you know, support from the animal kingdom, which is, you know, it's our dynamic of unconditional love. That's who they are. You know, when I lecture and I start getting into the spiritual aspect of it, I just look at the audience and say, let me put it this way. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go home and lock your husband or your wife in a closet.
Yeah.
And then come back 4 or 5 hours later and open that door. But if you lock your dog in the closet and open that door, they come out wagging their tail. Lock your husband and wife in there, you won't hear the end of it.
That's right. But
they don't have the baggage that we do. Yeah, they're unconditional love. You know, you come home on a tough day, your dog jumps on your lap, all of a sudden your day is not that tough anymore.
It's so true. That's the experience I have every night. I love going home and seeing the two Bambinos when I get home and watching them also interact with my son. I think that's the most amazing thing. And autism is such an amazing experience in a family. But dogs have such a kindness and they can sense when my son's upset, when he's happy. It's an amazing thing to watch. I want to focus on one other thing that is an amazing resource. I've been looking at this over the last few weeks. You have a blog that just has a daily, really valuable stuff, whether it's, you know, is coconut oil good for my dog?
Right.
Talk a little bit about you haven't just built a brand, you've built an incredible community where people are sharing stuff, answering questions. How important is that to the mission that you've started here?
Well, you know, you go into a third world country and they're devastated and you bring food in and they do great until the food runs out. But you go in and you educate them on how to grow their own food and supply that, then they can just turn around. So the educational process that's behind all of this, instead of people, you know, go and buy this food, and they say, oh, okay, and they feed it, they don't know why it's working. They don't know why they're buying it. So all of that education that's built on my little 50 years as a practicing veterinarian doing integrative work is on that blog. It's on the website. And that's what really counts. And you know what happens when people get educated? They share it with other people. Hey, to my neighbor, did you know that? Blah, 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 blah. And they go, wow, that makes sense. So it's my way of getting the message out on proper health care, not disease treatment, into society for our companion animals. That's it, right there.
It doesn't get any better than that. I read an article on there, it was back from the fall last year, is pumpkin good for our dog? And it lays out all the benefits of pumpkin seed and other things. I go get my hair cut this weekend, and the woman is cutting my hair says, you know, my dog wasn't feeling well. I gave him some pumpkin seed treat, and I'm telling you, he like perked right up. And I'm like, well, where'd you learn that? He said, I read it on Dr. Marty's site. I said, you got to be kidding me. The woman that cut my hair this weekend actually had read that article on your site. And I thought, oh my God, that's an amazing coincidence. this as we're preparing for this interview, that would show up. I went back and sure as heck, there was the article on the blog. It's an amazing thing. Dr. Marty, you're an amazing inspiration. What you've done, so many people have raved. And if they've tried your product, if they're out there feeding their dog, what you have created with Nature's Blend, they already know what's there. For people who don't know, you've done something special for us here at Just the News, the Just the News family, the John Solomon Reports family. I'm going to just tell everybody this right now. This is a great deal, folks. You go to drmartypets.com. That's real easy. /JustNews. You all know that because we use that for a lot of different things. drmartypets.com/JustNews. Or if you want to make it even simpler, just text the word JustNews to 511-511. They're going to offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. You're going to get an unbelievable discount to get started in here. Take a few seconds, do this for your dog. It is the best thing you're going to do all week, and you'll be up and running. It's real easy. One more time, drmartypets.com or text the word Just News to 511-511. Either one, the Just News code word is going to work for you, and you're going to get started on an incredible experience with Nature's Blends. Anything else, Doctor, before we go, just any last advice to someone that's thinking about making this move, realizing that just running to the store and grabbing a bag off the shelf may have not have been the best thing for my dog. What's some advice you could give them as we head out here?
Yeah, very simply is read labels. Become educated on what you're reading, and don't be afraid to use common sense. I mean, I woke up when I, as a veterinarian, scientifically based, read a label that I was taught to feed by Cornell Vet School, which is one of the greatest vet schools on the planet. And then when I read the label, I didn't use my veterinary background. I used common sense, and I said, wait a minute, should my dog be eating these ingredients? So it's common sense, read labels, and become educated. And very, very important is that, you know, I helped start an organization many years ago called the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, AHVMA.org. And it has grown so big because of the acceptance finally in the conventional field of all that I've, you know, put out for the last four decades. It has a listing of all the integratively functioning veterinarians across North America, where they work, the city, the state, and the modalities that they practice. So if you're searching for real proper guidance instead of, you know, just doing it on the internet, you could hook yourself up with an integratively based veterinarian if your veterinarian doesn't accept this kind of stuff, and that's the best way. So your hand is being held throughout your companion animal's life by someone who is licensed and who is educated on both sides.
It's amazing. And people who've been through holistic medicine as a human, they know the benefit of that. Now this is becoming a trend that you helped start in the veterinarian practice, an amazing thing and an amazing contribution, particularly the creation of Nature's Blend. Dr. Marty, we are so grateful for what you've done and also for spending some time today getting us educated. That was a really valuable lesson we took today.
Hey, John, anytime.
Yes, we're going to get you back on because I have a funny people are going to hear this and go, we want him back on. Well, thanks again, sir, for your time. I know how busy you are.
A pleasure. And just keep up your desire to bring good stuff out there. That's all I got to say.
I love it. And we're so blessed to have partners like you. So thank you so much. And we'll have you back on real soon.
Okay, great.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for the day.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? or the friends you find along the way. Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day.
So what makes a life a good one?
In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, folks, that wraps it up. Another edition of John Solomon Reports. Thank you for joining us. The podcast from Just the News just keeps growing. I want to thank you for being a part of that growth, for being a part of the loyal listener audience. Don't forget that special offer. If you go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/justnews, or you text the word Just News to 511-511, you're going to get an incredible discount on that extraordinary Nature's Blend food for your dog. Check it out. Support them because they, Dr. Marty, supports us. What a great partner in this incredible journey that we're on. Tonight, a big show. We've got Devin Nunes on. You're not going to want to miss that. That's going to be a big guest tonight. Former NFL star Jake Paquette, he's on. He's running for election this year. You're going to want to check that out. And David Perdue, the Trump-backed candidate for Georgia governor, taking on Brian Kemp. He's the former senator. Three great guests on Just the News, Not Noise with Amanda Head and I tonight at 6 p.m. Check that out as well. All right, folks, have a wonderful rest of the day. God bless you. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a lot of election stuff. Tomorrow's Pennsylvania Election Day, North Carolina Election Day. A lot to cover tomorrow. God bless you and good night.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.
At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.